Morning, Freeman. How are they taking it?
Well, they like the stuff, sir. How good it'll be for them in the long run, I don't know.
Listen, Freeman, I aim to breed me the best herbs in Texas.
Well, they're pretty darn good right now, sir.
I aim to make them even better. Any of them fall sick?
Yeah, a lot, sir. Maybe we haven't got the food additive just right, sir.
Keep trying, Freeman. Keep trying.
Okay, sir.
Hi.
Hi, Honeybell. What are you on about?
Oh, nothing. Came along to see my favorite man. You're looking worried. You
no.
tired?
No. Just thinking. Right now, I'm going to write me a letter to a certain man in New York. If he don't come on out to help us, then I guess I'm going to cause a ruckus, like spraying around a little poison. That'll make the authorities sit up and listen.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness. Tonight, beefsteak, Texas style.
Come in. Stetson, you're slapping against your leg.
Well, yeah. I'm Tex Nolan, your Masters.
That's right. What can I do for you, Mr. Nolan?
That guy Ames didn't call you?
Yeah, he didn't say what you wanted from me.
Okay, I sit down.
Go ahead.
Well, I found out from him how to get you. I asked him to call you. What I want you for is between us, though.
Go on.
Well, here. Sort of like an invitation. You can read it for yourself. The colonel said for me not to open it myself, see?
The colonel?
Yeah. Colonel Travis, my boss.
In Texas, huh?
Yep.
Okay, let me have the letter. Johnny.
Coming, Lee.
Well, why don't you go ahead and read it?
Johnny does that for me, Tex.
Say, wait a minute, are you... You know, I thought, how come the dark glasses inside of here... Gee, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Don't tie yourself in knots, Tex. Oh, Johnny, this is Tex Nolan.
You got muscles right down to your fingernails.
Well, I'm sure sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll recover in a week.
When you two are finished, maybe you'd care to read me the letter Tex brought in here, Johnny.
Sure. If I can pick it up. It's from Colonel Renton Travis, Lee. Dear Lee Masters, you don't know me, but I'd like to make your acquaintance. Each year in December, I have a gathering of friends and business associates here near Big Spring, where I ranch. I'd consider it an honor if you could take some time off and come down here to Texas. You'd enjoy it. My foreman, Tex Nolan, will accompany you. And it's signed, Lee.
Okay, you guys ready? Let's go.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm a busy man, Tex.
Well, I'll see here. The Colonel don't like to be disappointed.
So what? I'd have to put off a few things, Tex. I'm not due a vacation now, anyway. How long would it be?
Well, get-together starts tomorrow. How long you stay is up to you, I guess. I flew down in one of the Colonel's planes this morning. Just waiting there at LaGuardia to take on back.
A jet?
Oh, yep.
Tex, you go on back to LaGuardia. Johnny and I have a few things to clear up before I decide either way.
Well, I'll see here. The Colonel ain't gonna like it.
We'll phone you at the airport, Tex. Tell you what's up.
Well, I just sure hope you don't disappoint him, is all. Colonel don't like to be disappointed.
And you said that before. We'll ring you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that guy is a gorilla. Yeah, are we going to take up this invite, Lee?
Well, time-wise, we could. The Connolly case is over. He comes up for trial late January. Johnny, this Colonel guy...
I never heard of him.
Then you're slipping. Texas breeds big men and rich men. Colonel Lenton Travis is about the richest. If I remember, oil wells in and around Temple and Waco and cattle ranches all over Texas. The biggest being just north of Big Springs. He's a millionaire, Johnny. And used to getting his own way.
Okay, but in slouches a guy that's close on 7 feet tall, as wide as the Yankee Stadium. He hands over a letter and expects us to...
Yeah, jump to our feet and obey, huh? Why me, Johnny? Why us?
How the heck do I know?
Oh, what say we take a vacation and go find out? Just fill me in on the details of the writing again.
Okay. Each word was clearly separated from the other. The writing slanted a little to the left. Yeah, a lot of capital letters used. Each word began big and tailed off, if you know what I mean. Got smaller. But all the words were distinct. The Colonel also writes with a hard hand. The letter is deeply impressed. And the signature is unreadable. Anymore?
Nice going. Okay, let's say the Colonel is a vain man. He's hard. He thinks big, and he likes to be thought big. He's mean, too. The tailing off of the words getting smaller. He's open-handed. The distinct spacing of the words, Johnny. But he's also secretive and resentful. The signature... is it written right across the page?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're taking a vacation with an egomaniac. Should be interesting.
Are you sure of all that, Lee?
I'm sure. I know people. I know their ways. I know how to read character from writing.
But you don't know I was planning on spending New Year on Long Island.
Her name is Lucy Clinton. You talk to her at least 10 times a day. I can hear you. Even when you whisper.
Okay.
We're just about through Long Island City now. If you can take your mind off redheads, you might like to take the next turning right and get us to LaGuardia.
Drinking? Yeah, I'm doing all right, thanks.
You're pretty, you know that. I like pretty men right now.
Well, right now, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, good. We Texans talk big, honey, but we talk true. Do you want a drink?
Not right now, thanks.
You're going to dance with me later? I mean, you can take Tom off from escorting that blind guy around, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe, he said. You New Yorkers are real tight, huh? You ever have any fun?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know it. You've been with him long.
Uh-huh. Ever since he asked me to join him. Long time now. Yeah, we have fun.
What's it like being FBI? You clever as well as being pretty.
Oh, look, honey, doll,
Honey, there, stop being a nuisance. Go hang around some other man's neck.
Oh, heck, sir, I was...
Go on.
Okay. Don't forget about that dance, Johnny.
Great, Johnny. The Colonel would like to talk to us both.
Yeah, that's right. I thought maybe you'd give me advice on something. I know you're off duty, but shall we go to my study? I'd sure welcome some words from you. Sure hate to say this to invited guests, but I think you're against me.
Colonel, that is not true, and it's a ridiculous thing to say. How can we comment on local conditions here?
But I've explained it to you. My plans for the breeding of cattle, for interbreeding longhorns with Brahmins and using food additives will create a whole new world of ranching.
Perhaps.
There ain't no perhaps about it.
Then why did the local authorities say you couldn't go ahead?
Because they're jealous. That's why. Yes, sir, they're jealous. I'm a mighty rich man. I'm going to make myself richer. They don't like that.
Maybe they just don't like the food additives you're going to give your cattle. You know how the government is clamping down on synthetics. You're in the consumer business, Colonel. People have to eat the meat that walks around on your ranch.
You think I don't have trained men here? Clever men who know cattle? You think I'm going to poison my own herd?
I didn't say that. I don't know the cattle business well, but they wouldn't close down on you if there wasn't a danger. The synthetic foodstuffs you want to use may bring about a relapse in interbreeding, a weaker strain of animal. Now, Colonel, you have no fences on your ranches, right?
Right.
That's what must be worrying them, then. Your herds and other herds mixing with sour results. Now, why don't you fence and then experiment?
I don't fence, Lee. My father didn't fence, nor did his father for him. My herds come and go. And who are them snotty-nosed little city slickers to tell me what I can or can't do with my cattle, huh? Me, Colonel Lenton Travis, huh?
You brought us down here to ask our advice.
No. Well, maybe. I heard tell you were a clever man. Lot of people know you. I want it taken up there, in New York.
Well, there are official avenues of representation.
No! I aim to show you what I'm going to do, then you can go back there and tell them. If you don't...
If I don't.
Colonel, sir... You still got that pretty man in there?
Seems like Honeybell's taking a shine to you, son.
Do you want me to get eaten alive, Colonel?
Johnny, go and have that dance or something.
Lee, look, I like dance.
No, Johnny. I mean it.
A fate worse than death. What I do for you, Lee Masters?
I'll join you at the party later.
Don't make it too long, Lee. Please.
Come on,
Honey.
She's almost as pretty as my sister was. Honeybell was her only child. She's a comfort to me.
I guess you could put it that way. Colonel, I don't particularly want to get embroiled in all this, but you said...
I said I was going to do something. Why did you send Bridges away?
You want to talk to me, don't you?
That's right. I'd heard tell of you from way back, Lee, yeah. I remember when you came down to Midland Town on a case 3 years back now. People know you. Your word carries weight.
Not as much as the senator of Texas. Talk to him.
Morgan Turner is a fool. You're not.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, Lubbock, a little way up on us from north, right there in the Llana Estacado ranches, cattle country like mine. Well, I reckon that I'm going to demonstrate something up there at Lubbock. I'm going to spray down a little spread of something noxious to make them sit up and realize.
You dance neatly.
Yeah. It's quite a place the Colonel has here. I mean...
Yes. More cattle than he can count. More miles of land than anyone can count. 2,000 men working for him. 42 rooms in this hacienda. 5 other houses. 7 swimming baths. 22 tennis courts. 2 racetracks. 4 landing strips. 6 planes. And me.
Oh, look, can we get out to get some air and have something to eat, maybe, huh?
You're not used to having fun.
Well, I'm not used to having fun at this time of day. I'm a night owl.
Oh, and daytime fun doesn't suit you. You look good on it, pretty man.
Shall we have a drink?
Well, I'll mix it for you. You sit right here. I'm mixing you a Travis Special. 2 Canadian rye. 1 dry vermouth. 2 gin. And a squirt of soda. 2 olives. 1 cut of orange peel. Easy.
You're determined to bump me up one way or another, aren't you?
Taste it.
You sure there's nothing else in this?
Drink it down, pretty man. It'll do you a lot of good.
You're a candidate for the Nuthouse, Colonel.
Oh, now maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't take the law into my own hands. Come on, let's get back to the eating and drinking. Come on, this way, it's quicker.
The acoustic is odd in here. A passage?
No, a room. A big one. You have a good mind, Lee Masters. Better than mine, I wonder. When I'm not counting dollars, I play little games. On my guests.
Colonel.
This is a maze. Hard to get out of. There's a window up there. We look down and laugh a little. I made it in 10 minutes last time. Blindfolded. Reckon you could do better?
Now listen, Colonel.
The door we came through is self-locking. And there's only one way out of here now. I guess it'll take you just a little too long to stop me from giving that little air demonstration over Lubbock, huh?
His voice faded out. Over there. Okay. There's one born every minute. The wall running right across the room. Okay. You went through here where the wall ends. Keep my hands outstretched. Second wall. And on the right-hand side of the room. But his voice faded out on the left. So we go that way. The walls bending round now in a circle. Back to the right-hand side of the room. Okay, wrong way. So I turn around, and I should be facing the left-hand side of the room. And we walk forward. Okay. We edge along it. And it joins another wall, running at right angles out from the left-hand side of the room. So we turn half right. Follow this one. And the wall ends here. Now, just where am I? Hey! Must be in the center of the room. But I'm aiming left-hand side. So I clear this wall and turn sharp left. Echo. So I'm facing the left-hand side now, about 8-10 feet from it. Should be about it. Yeah. Okay, Colonel, let's see if we can beat that time of yours and stop you from air spraying those herds. Now, his voice faded out about here. There must be an exit here. It's all wall. Okay. So the door is behind the wall. I need to feel something. I can't detect it. There's no use shouting. The echo will take it away. But I need to sense a different resonance in the wall somewhere. My watch. Okay. No. This is pure wall. Try over here. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, more sound. The door is here. Now we push it, I guess. Now we're here. No. Here. Okay.
Howdy, partner. I make that exactly 4 minutes, 52 seconds. Say, you aiming to catch up on the colonel in every way? So what are you going to do now anyway, blind boy? You ain't getting past me, huh? What are you going to do, blind boy?
Thanks for coming close, Tex. Karate gets useful sometimes.
Johnny! Johnny!
Wow. What a dinner that was. Especially Mama's cream of cake, huh?
Oh, now please don't mention food. Giovanni's cannelloni was so rich, my stomach feels terribly upset.
Better take Andrew's. I'll fix you some.
Goodness for Andrews.
Yes, when rich foods fight back, better take Andrews. Andrews sparkling health thoughts stop stomach discomfort, halt indigestion, tone up your entire inner system. Here's sparkling health.
Sparkling health. don't care the FBI or anything. The Colonel's going to kill me when he hears you made me take his plane out.
Shut up.
Well,
how's the head, Johnny?
Sore. That was some Mickey Finn she flipped me.
Is the plane closer now, the one they're in?
Yeah, low, circling.
Okay, give me the radio speaker. This is Lee Masters. Colonel Travis, I order you to land. If you attempt to spray the cattle down there, we'll force you to land. Now, come on, pull yourself together. Land or head back for your own ranch. Over.
Lost you. This is Thompson here. I got the colonel with me and... Wait a minute. Masters, keep out of my way. I'm hidden in over those herds now, and I'm going to spray them. You can't stop me.
Colonel, you listen to me. If you... No. You.
Yep.
Swing down on them. Make them land. Now.
Oh, wait a minute. You want...
Get it moving. Johnny... Use that gun on him if you have to.
Right.
You know enough about flying to take over.
All right, okay. Take it easy. You want me to make them land? I'll make them land.
What are you doing, Masters? You forced me down. Me just about crashed. Then you block me off with that plane. You crazy or something?
No, but I think maybe you are.
Where to from here, Lee?
Fort Worth. The cattle authorities and a head shrinker. We go in their plane with the evidence in those spraying tanks.
Now listen, I committed no crime.
No, but you attempted to. That's an offense. Okay, Johnny. Herd them all in.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry Van Beek.